The president's Affordable Care Act is heading back to the Supreme Court. This time, the court will decide whether for-profit businesses can use religious objections to get around the requirement that they cover the cost of birth control for employees.
This issue has divided lower courts, which have faced roughly 40 lawsuits from for-profit companies asking not to cover some or all types of contraception. Just after the court's decision today, the White House released a statement saying contraception coverage is lawful and essential to women's health, and noting that the rules apply to for-profit corporations and not churches or not-for-profit religious organizations, which are largely exempt. Emily Bazelon is legal affairs editor of Slate Magazine. Emily, first of all, are you surprised that this court decided to hear these cases?
I'm not surprised. I think everybody who watches the court expected them to take the cases because we have a contested issue of federal law that is splitting the lower appeals courts. And that's exactly when the Supreme Court is expected to step in and resolve the underlying basic question.
Okay, well, tell us about two cases involved, as you say, very different lower court decisions. One case involves Hobby Lobby in Oklahoma. That's a craft store, staunchly religious owners. They close on Sundays, for instance. The other case is Conestoga Wood Specialists in Pennsylvania. This is a company owned by Mennonites. So tell us, how did the lower courts rule in each of the cases?
Well, in the Hobby Lobby case, the appeals court said that Hobby Lobby wins. And the issue here, and it's pretty much the same in both cases, is whether corporations have the right to express their religious beliefs. And that's sort of a funny idea, right, that a company would be expressing religious beliefs. But there's this federal law called the Religious Freedom Restoration Act that grants religious rights to persons. And so this is this issue familiar from campaign finance law. Think back to Citizens United, the Supreme Court case from a few years ago. And in the context of campaign finance law, the Supreme Court said, hey, corporations do have personhood for purposes of being able to give campaign donations and expressing their political beliefs. So now the question is whether that concept of personhood extends into the religious arena as well.
Well, and you and
the courts came down exactly the opposite on that question.
And you and I have talked about this before. It's interesting in that Hobby Lobby won in the lower courts, and that's a company in which the owners are religious, but the wood company, Conestoga Wood Specialists in Pennsylvania, they're actually owned by a religious group, and in that case, the lower court ruled against them, ruled that they didn't have a religious voice because they were for profit, even though they were owned by a religious group.
Right, exactly. So the issue here, remember, we've already had a big fight over Obamacare and the contraception mandate. And in the first fight, which was a political rather than a legal one, the Obama administration backed basically halfway down. They said, okay, if you're a church or a religious school, you don't have to provide health insurance that covers contraception. They also grandfathered in some existing health insurance plans for other kinds of corporations. But they said, if you are a big for-profit company, then you have to provide contraception through your health insurance. So these cases are being brought by religious owners of corporations. And what the lower court split over is whether the owners of a company have religious rights through their company. So, you know, on the one hand, corporations are legal entities. They're separate from their owners. And you can argue, as the Third Circuit Court of Appeals did, that you can require something of the company and it doesn't in any way affect the religious rights of the owners. But then the other court, which found for Hobby Lobby and said that struck down the contraception mandate, that court said, no, you know what? Corporations have personhood for religious freedom in the same way they did in the campaign finance case, and so we're going to respect the religious beliefs of these owners and allow them and their companies not to cover contraception.
Well, now, today, the Supreme Court has decided to take these two cases up themselves. Emily Bazelon, legal editor for Slate, it will be fascinating to watch this play out. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.